Thursday last week, as a result of heavy rainfall in North Queensland, Adani released stormwater from their settlement ponds into the Callie Valley wetlands. Yesterday, they admitted this stormwater contains sediment with a concentration that's higher than its environmental approval conditions. The Wire's Henry Wilson with this report.
Indian mining firm Adani has breached its environmental licence for the second time in 2 years, with the release of coal-laden floodwaters from its coal port at Abbott Point into the state's north. So what effect is it likely to have on the Great Barrier Reef? Christian Slattery from the Australian Conservation Foundation.
We know that coal sediment can have an impact on sensitive ecological sites like the Callie Valley wetlands. It blocks light, it's from allowing plants to photosynthesise, and you know that has flow-on effects for the ecological communities that thrive in these wetlands. But it's too early to say right now what the environmental damage could have been as a result of this spill, and that's why ACF is calling for a full investigation by the Queensland Department.
And what could the recent leak mean for Adani?
Well, the Queensland Department, when they conduct their investigation, will need to determine whether laws have been broken, and then if laws have been broken, take enforcement action against Adani. Adani are already in court for the release of polluted coal waters into the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park area in 2017. They're being prosecuted by the Queensland government in the court system right now. And it is quite possible that this pollution incident, depending on the results of the investigation, could lead to another prosecution.
Christian Slattery from the Australian Conservation Foundation. For author Quentin Beresford, this latest breaking of environmental rules is a case of Adani being up to its old tricks.
It seems to me to be a pattern of behaviour, and that's worrying. And, of course, I think if we take all the three or four instances of environmental practices of Adani at its both Abbott Point and at Carmichael mine site, I think it does show what everybody has always said, what the critics of Adani have always said, that it has a poor track record on the environment. Now, you know, in my study of Adani and its record in India, this is very clear, that it does proceed on the basis that it thinks it doesn't need to inform government of its activities. It often proceeds on the basis of failure to gain correct approvals for government, and it often proceeds where it has caused enormous environmental damage to local areas. This is its track record. And what's alarming to me is that critics have pointed this out for the last 10 years, and it just simply hasn't sufficiently caused concern, let alone alarm, by Queensland and federal Labor or Liberal politicians. So that's concerning.
And they're currently in the courts over the last leak. Do you have any idea what the penalty might be, and are the authorities really dealing with this appropriately?
Look, I don't know what the penalties are likely to be, and whether or not the authorities are dealing with it correctly or seriously enough is hard to tell. But what I would say is that you know, the way in which Adani operates here in Australia is really a product of the cozy relationship between the mining industry generally, the coal industry and Adani, and governments. There has been this cozy relationship. The due diligence, you know, by state and Commonwealth governments was never extensively done or never extensive enough when that mine was approved by both federal and state governments. So there is a pattern of behaviour here, I think.
Former journalist, academic and author Quentin Beresford speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.